Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's time for Dirty Work.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Tori.
Hey, Tori, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I have this ex named Paul, who is, I mean, there's no way to say it. He's a gigantic asshole. So let me just start with that, okay?
Yeah, most of them are. Okay, so Paul, a-hole, got it. Continue.
Yeah. So I get this text from one of his friends on Saturday, and this is, like, really super late. It was probably around 1:30 in the morning. And so the guy who texted me, his name is Daryl, and he's a friend of Paul's.
Okay.
And I guess they were all playing poker at somebody's house, and they were telling stories or something, or, you know, bullshitting each other. And so Paul proceeds to whip out his phone and show everybody some For Your Eyes Only photos that I took for him a long time ago.
Oh.
I feel like this has been over for a long time.
Yeah.
I get this text from Daryl going, I wasn't sure if you knew he was showing everybody those pictures. And I'm like, no, I didn't know, because he told me he deleted them when we broke up.
Yeah, apparently he did not.
Yeah, apparently not. So anyway, so after sending him this super angry text, like all caps, I'm like, you f***ing first of all, you cheat on me with your coworker. Then you tell me after we break up that you deleted everything from your phone. And now I hear from your friend that you didn't delete anything and you were showing everyone my pictures.
So what did he say?
Okay, so he texts back to me. Okay, that's a lie. I told everybody that you were taking some pictures a long time ago, but I don't have them anymore. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's obviously a lie.
Yeah, right? So I'm like, well, if you deleted them, why am I getting texts from your friends saying you were showing them at your little poker night? And he goes, well, I guess they mean we were talking about it, not showing anything.
No. I know, dudes, you don't bring up something like that. Like, you don't bring that to the table without having the hard evidence to show. Because, yeah, you would never do. Oh, I have this girl one time, she took pictures for me. I wouldn't even share that story unless I could go, and here they are.
Yeah.
So, all right, so what do you want us to do? You want proof that he still has these pictures of you on his phone?
Yeah, I want to know if he lied about deleting them when he said he did. And if he did, I want him gone.
I can pretty much guarantee he's lying.
All right, well, let me put this out there. I mean, you do realize that this is partially your fault, right? I mean, if you take pictures like that, you have to understand that they could be on the internet, you know, the next day. For all we know, he could have posted them on one of those nasty ex-girlfriend revenge sites or something.
Yeah, I know. I understand this is mostly my fault, because if he didn't have them, he wouldn't have had them to show anybody. But it's not like he was some guy I met at a bar and hooked up with. We were in love. We were in a relationship. He was on a deployment. I mean, I'm sorry, but women do that. I'm not the only one who's done it.
Yeah, no. I totally know. Like, 100%. I know. I was just saying, like, you shouldn't be so surprised about it.
Yeah, I'm only surprised because he promised me he deleted everything. He said it was the least he could do after cheating on me.
Okay, so let's see what we can do here. Now, we have his number, obviously, and then we have this friend's number. What's his name? Daryl?
Yeah, Daryl.
Okay.
Yeah, I have his number.
So we have, that's two.
Well, what about the girl he cheated on you with? Is he still with her?
Yeah.
Well, what's her name?
Rachel.
You don't have her number, do you?
No, I don't even know her.
What are you thinking of here? You got that evil look on your face. Okay, hold on. I'll tell you what. We'll put a plan together here, and we will call your ex, Paul, when we come back next. What we thought we should do is we thought, well, why don't we call Paul up and be like, hey, we heard you have these photos. And when he says, no, I deleted them, we surprise him by bringing on Daryl, the guy who texted Tori, and go, well, that's not what Daryl said. Hey, Daryl, what's up?
Right.
This was our plan. We called Daryl.
Yeah, I got in touch with Daryl.
Okay.
Told Daryl the same situation you just said.
And?
Wants absolutely nothing to do with this.
Really?
Or us. Or this scenario.
Okay. So he...
He's out.
Even though he did the right thing and he told Tori, he doesn't want to be involved. So we are going to try a different course of action, I guess, and see if this works. So we're going to call... We're still calling Paul, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me get Paul's number here real quick. And...
At random.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Paul, please?
This is Paul.
Hey, man, how's it going? So listen, you don't know me. I'm actually a friend of Daryl's. My name's Mike.
What can I do for you, Mike?
So me and my roommate, and I don't know if Daryl has told you this, we run a couple of websites on the dark web, and one of them's called Ex-Girlfriend Revenge, and we actually pay pretty good money for pictures. The reason I called you is because Daryl was mentioning you had a couple that you were passing around the other night, and I was kind of wondering if you wanted to make some money off of them. We pay on average up to $1,000 or so for good pictures. I didn't know if you would be interested or not.
Well, Mike, I don't know what you're talking about, so sorry, I can't help you out.
Are you sure? I mean, it's easy money. The whole thing stays anonymous. You're not even mentioned.
I mean, yeah, here's the thing, though. Like, first of all, I don't trust you, and plus, like, that friend you're talking about, like, just texted me and told me he just got called by a radio station about the pictures, so I'm guessing that whoever this is, you're working for them.
He really texted you?
Yes, he really texted me.
What a little bitch. Okay. All right, so listen, right. All right, so you're actually right. This is the Z Morning Zoo on Z104. It's Dirty Work Wednesday. We don't work for some skeevy website. But we weren't wrong about those pictures, though, right? You do still have them, don't you? You never deleted them like Tori asked you to.
Look, I'm going to tell you like I told her. The pictures are gone, right? They have been gone. And I have not had them on my phone since we broke up.
Okay, so you don't mind if I make a quick phone call while I got you on with us, then?
I mean, go ahead. But I'm telling you right now, like, Daryl isn't going to answer. He's probably at work already.
Oh, no, we're not calling Daryl. We're calling Rachel. Isn't that your new girlfriend?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm sure if I was dating a guy, I'd be pretty upset to know he still had naked pictures of his ex on his phone. Mm-hmm. Maybe what we do is we just give her a call, and then we'll ask her to check for us. I mean, if you got nothing to hide, then, you don't need to sweat it at all, right?
Oh, snap! You guys don't have her number.
Dude, we got your number. We got Daryl's number. Did you seriously think we couldn't get Rachel's number? You want me to dial it right now? Shaggy, get me a clear line. Hold on 1 second. Here we go. Okay.
She's not going to answer.
I mean, maybe, but even if she doesn't, I can just leave her a voicemail. Or maybe we'll have Ashley leave her one.
Yeah, maybe I'll say, you know, hi, this is Ashley. Can you ask Paul if he still has the naked pictures I sent him on his phone? Oh, thanks.
That would be so good. That would be awesome. All right, hold on.
No, wait, okay, please stop dialing. Okay, what do you want?
We want you to do what you promised and delete the pictures from your phone.
Yeah, and you got to do it in front of Tori.
I don't hang out with Tori anymore. Like that's gonna be really hard to do. Like
Paul. We have her on the other line. We'll set up a nice, quiet place for you two to meet. Okay.
Fine.
Paul, it was an absolute pleasure doing business with you today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.